Good morning. Welcome to the Oakland Church of Christ radio program. My name is Lonnie Corley, and I am your host this week. This week, we are looking at some Old Testament examples of people who trusted in God in difficult times. Today, we will be looking at a story about one of the kings of Judah during the latter part of the divided kingdom period. His name was Hezekiah. After the death of King Solomon, the kings became largely disobedient to God, and ultimately the kingdom divided between the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah. All kings of Israel, the northern kingdom, from that time forward were evil and led the people into idolatry. Most of the kings of Judah, or the southern kingdom, were displeasing to God as well, but Hezekiah was one of the ones who remained faithful to God. Listen to how the scripture describes King Hezekiah in 2 Kings chapter 18, beginning in verse 2, or in verse 3. Here, speaking of Hezekiah, it says, "He did right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father David had done. He trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel, so that after him there was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor among those who were before him. For he clung to the Lord, he did not depart from following him, but kept his commandments, which the Lord had commanded Moses." The setting of our story today is one where the Assyrians, under the rule of Sennacherib, were threatening destruction to Jerusalem. The Assyrians were a godless and violent people and were trying to erode the confidence that Hezekiah and the people had in God. Listen to the message that the king of Assyria sent to Hezekiah on this occasion. This is found in 2 Kings chapter 19, beginning in verse 10. Here Sennacherib says, "Do not let your God in whom you trust deceive you, saying, 'Jerusalem will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria.' Behold, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all the lands, destroying them completely. So will you be spared? Did the gods of those nations which my fathers destroyed deliver them?" But King Hezekiah's faith was not shaken by the threatening words of the king of Assyria. Listen to how Hezekiah dealt with this message that he had received. This is found in 2 Kings 19, beginning in verse 14. It says, "Then Hezekiah took the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it, and went up to the house of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord. Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, 'O Lord, the God of Israel, who are enthroned above the cherubim, you are the God, you alone, of the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see, and listen to the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to reproach the living God. Truly, O Lord, the king of Assyria has devastated the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. So they have destroyed them. Now, O Lord, our God, I pray, deliver us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone, O Lord, are God." God saw the faith and trust of Hezekiah and responded through Isaiah the prophet. Listen to how God responded to the prayer of Hezekiah. Beginning in verse 32, it says, "Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he will not come to this city or shoot an arrow there, and he will not come before it with a shield or throw up a siege ramp against it. By the way that he came, by the same he will return, and he shall not come into the city, declares the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake." So we see that God defended Jerusalem on this occasion because of the faith of Hezekiah, and also because he was preserving the people to ultimately bring the Messiah into the world through the line of David. In verses 30 and 31, God said, "The surviving remnant of the house of Judah will again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem will go forth a remnant, out of the Mount Zion survivors. The zeal of the Lord will perform this." The scripture then tells us in verse 35 and 36, "Then it happened that night that the angel of the Lord went out and struck 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. And when men rose early in the morning, behold, all of them were dead. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and returned home and lived at Nineveh. We can know that God is in control and that he cares for those who are faithful. Again, I hope this story in the history of Jeter reminds us of the importance of trusting in God. I hope you have a blessed day.